Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:14 here, hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Chris, we are strapped for time, my man, so give me something quick before I get a check of the roads and weather here.
Okay, Bob Solarski was just passing it off to us a second ago. Congratulations to Cat Country 98.7 winning the 2024 CMA Country Radio Station of the Year Award.
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean, this ain't their first rodeo. They've won, you know, awards like this before. Yes, and of course, Brent and Mel, they won Radio Personalities of the Year a little while back.
Yeah, the brothers Osborne rang them up on the show this morning and told them the great news. And so everybody's pretty jazzed around here, but they rightly should be. So congrats to Cat Country 98.7 winning the 2024 CMA Radio Station of the Year Award from the Country Music Association.
For sure. You know what? That was a perfect way to spend that minute that you had before I get roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, it's just a few minor issues in the usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90. But those spots should hopefully clear out sooner rather than later. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees with a low of 65 tonight. Clear skies out there. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny skies, high of 85, low of 61.
I will tell you this, Fox weather all over this hurricane as it approaches the coastline. Still a couple of hours away. We're getting the video B-roll from Fox, and it is already the storm surge 3 feet above normal in Fort Myers. So we're looking at some of this footage here. They're getting whacked pretty darn good, even though being 2 hours out. Power outages. Look at this. We were talking about this last hour. Scotland Williams from Escambia County, a meteorologist, a big darn good meteorologist for Escambia County, also with the management team. We were talking about this. At that time, during the 5 o'clock hour, there were 120,000 outages. Starting the 6 o'clock hour, there's already 340,000. Storm hadn't hit yet.
Yeah, still a couple hours out from it making official landfall, and some of those places that we've seen have looked miserable.
And if you don't know what Milton's doing at this very, very point, 120 miles per hour forward speed, what did it say? About 17 miles per hour forward speed moving onto the coastline, the west coastline of Florida. It's going to be a night. And tomorrow we'll have a really great recap for you. So be sure and join us beginning at 4 tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.
For sure. Just about. So, well, not just about. It is 6:17 here. The White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. The leaders were reportedly set to discuss Israel's plans to respond to last week's missile attack by Iran. The phone call marked the first time Biden and Netanyahu, had spoken since August. VP Harris was also on the call, and earlier today, Netanyahu warned the people of Lebanon that they must rise up against the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah or face destruction and suffering like what has occurred in Gaza.
And just to kind of piggyback on that, Fox's Jared Halpert has a little more information about that call.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a productive and frank conversation that lasted about 30 minutes, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says. But she would not confirm reporting by Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward that the president has used coarse language to describe Netanyahu.
You have heard the president say he doesn't agree with everything, and they have disagreements. But because they have had these decades-long relationship, they're able to be honest with each other.
The press secretary says what matters is President Biden's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The operative words this afternoon for the folks in Central and South Florida, heavy rain, heavy winds, storm surge. We're going to go back to Fox 13 Tampa. We'd like to thank them for the audio this afternoon. They are forecasting today an alarming concern amongst residents, and they should be, from Sarasota south to Fort Myers.
Here's our latest look at satellite imagery where you can really kind of see this defined area here and then all of it kind of getting a little bit spread out, fanned out on the north side of that storm as it is interacting with those other features that I mentioned to you. That stronger shear and that drier air will continue to impact this storm, and it's going to be battling those environmental factors that are less favorable to sustain a tropical system, but it is still a very strong storm, and so it's just not going to be enough to knock it down for us to see lessening impacts. But here's our storm surge forecast, and it's important to remember these numbers on the north side, they will not be this high if the storm, say, comes ashore to the south of the area. So you can see this red color here. That's where we've started to shift our thinking as far as where the trends have been. It's a bad situation for areas around Siesta Key, Longboat Key, Ormond Circle, right in the Sarasota area, and then kind of right on down to the mouth of Port Charlotte, some of those areas furthermore into Fort Myers that were so damaged from Hurricane Ian. And those are some of the spots where, with this storm shifting a little bit more to the south, it's more likely we see these numbers on the south side of this forecast play out as we are looking at really the worst of the storm surge. That's going to be along into the south of the storm. But all of the heavy rain, look at all of what's on the north side of this center of circulation. These are the spots where we're going to talk about flash flooding concerns to be a big deal, as we're talking 6 to 12 inches of rainfall. And in some cases, we're going to talk up to 18 inches of rain, and this is over a relatively short period of time. So the rain is going to be a big concern as well. You see this pink color here? That's basically the highest level we can get as far as an excessive rain outlook is concerned. So there's kind of a look at some of our impacts here around the area. We've got our continuous coverage ongoing for now.
Thank you. In Sarasota, evacuation shelters are beginning to fill up. Fruitville and Gulf Gate elementary schools are no longer options.
But if you need to get to safety, Philippi Shores Elementary School remains open.
Okay, and surge is the operative word for the afternoon, especially for those folks. Coming up at 6:40, we will rejoin Fox 13 in Tampa, and we'll talk about the surge height that is projected in some of these areas from Sarasota down south to Fort Myers. All coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM. Or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, hopefully don't have too much to report on. Highway 90 is looking clear for the most part. So's I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway still has a little bit of backups if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway has a little bit of its own if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of those couple spots, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees right now with a low of 65. Tomorrow, beautiful Thursday. Sunny, clear skies, high of 85, low of 61.
Okay. If you had plans to maybe head down to Central or South Florida this week, you're going to be okay after Friday. I'm going to tell you. Well, let me preface it by saying it'll be okay to fly to Central or South Florida this week. And I'm not sure about the road conditions, and nobody knows that because we're checking the B-roll from Madeira Beach. This is down in the Fort Myers area. Power outages now skyrocketing across Florida. I told you about it. Went from 120 to 340,000 in less than an hour.
And they're already getting enough rainfall. You can hardly see that guy.
And you really and truthfully don't know what to really base anything on because the storm's a couple of hours away from making landfall.
Right. Just getting started.
All right. So hunker down. Be careful. Just be real careful if you're thinking about going there after the storm, maybe to help out or something. Extra careful. Okay, here's a new way to cheat in the workplace. A lot of employers are going, what is this guy trying to do to me? What is he setting me up for? It's not me, folks. It's Fox's Teresa Crowley. She has more on the story.
After 4 years of pandemic flexibility, more workers are navigating the new return to work orders by ignoring them. A survey of 1,000 workers by ResumeBuilder.com finds 20% admit they're cheating on the new return-to-office policies. Some admit they leave early or even get a colleague to sign or swipe them in while they're away. The people who work a hybrid schedule are the most likely to take liberties. Workers' problems with the policy include commute time, commute cost, lack of flexibility, or the cost of added childcare or pet sitting, making them feel like they took a pay cut. 1 in 5 say they would quit if the boss cracks down further. Resume Builder says today's workforce has more choices and wants more flexibility. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, Austin, I just want to let you know I'm monitoring the board at Pensacola International this afternoon. All the flights, as rightly so, have canceled coming up out of the Orlando market, Tampa market. But the Miami market's still open, and we're expecting a flight. It's an American flight. 3387 out of Miami. It was supposed to be here at 614, running just about almost an hour late, 715 or so, projected touchdown time. But Miami International remains open. Interesting to say because there are a few other airports in South Florida that are still operating. Not many, but Punta Gorda, Miami, and Jacksonville. Those are the airports that are open, Daytona Beach, Orlando, Sarasota, Southwest, St. Pete, and Tampa. They're all shuttered until the storm passes. No reopening time. Especially we're watching that Tampa International Airport. As you knew, we had the airport director on the show a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And they were talking about the runways being so low to Tampa Bay. And that's what they were worried about. That's why, you know, Tampa shut down yesterday at 9 a.m. or so.
Mm-hmm.
So they were concerned about the runways going underwater. Got to watch that because the storm surge is starting to move in. Tampa doesn't look like it's getting whacked that much. But like I said, 2 hours away from landfall, that'll tell the story.
Yeah, we'll have more this time tomorrow.
And this time tomorrow, just tune us in. Join us. Come on, slide on into the office here.
And, don't be shy.
Pull up a chair and sit back and be ready to learn exactly what's going on News Radio 92.3.
The Justice Department may ask a judge to break up Google's search engine from other parts of its company. Federal prosecutors accused the tech giant of holding an illegal monopoly over online search. They're looking at multiple options, according to a court filing. It could mean banning Google from entering into agreements that make its search engine the default on devices or requiring it to share data with its rivals. Yeah, if Google's the go-to on some of these devices that aren't like officially in good with it or whatever, and if it could have the grounds for monopolization, I'm surprised this hasn't been a problem sooner.
I can see this coming up under your breath here about your mumbling. I don't believe he's talking about this. But anyway, it will soon cost you more to potentially make millions.
I can't believe he's talking about this.
I can't believe he's talking about this. In April 2025, price of Mega Millions lottery ticket climbing $3 to $5. I know I'm plagiarizing this from you because you did this story, I think, yesterday, didn't you? Something like
sure.
that?
Sure. I don't remember.
Hey, great story, Austin. Way to go.
I'll take it.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Hurricane Milton is expected to be a monster Category 3 storm when it hits Florida. Flooding has already been reported in Tampa ahead of landfall sometime tonight, and several feet of storm surge has hit Fort Myers and Naples. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Spreading across the central and northern portions of Florida, heavy rainfall, flash flooding. We've had multiple tornado warnings across central and south Florida today, and that danger will continue into tonight.
Milton is forecast to bring wind speeds of around 120 miles per hour. Speaking from the White House, President Biden says after speaking with officials, one thing is clear.
Milton still carries incredible destructiveness, can wipe out communities, can cause loss of life.
Milton is expected to bring a deadly storm surge, destructive winds, and flooding rain. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve officials during their September meeting agreed to slash interest rates but were unsure how aggressive they should be. The panel ultimately deciding on a half percentage point move in an effort to balance confidence on inflation with worries over the labor market, and that's according to minutes that were released today by the Federal Reserve. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street today with the Dow and the S&P 500 setting a fresh record. The Dow gained 431, the S&P 500 grew by 40, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ shot up 108 points. Amazon saying today it's testing adding mini warehouses to Whole Foods supermarkets as part of a bid to attract more shoppers to its stores and away from their competitors. The company is building a micro-fulfillment center attached to a Whole Foods location in a Philadelphia suburb. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $73.50 a barrel.
This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute sponsored by Angie. Angie makes it easier than ever to get your home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. I don't see any great teams right now in the NFC. It was supposed to be San Francisco. It was supposed to be Detroit. But right now, if I'm a fan of, I don't know, say, the Minnesota Vikings, I don't just think my team's off to a hot start. I think our teams have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. Who thought we were going to be saying that? I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a seven-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat.
And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. We had some minor backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, it's looking pretty smooth sailing on the roads. As for the weather, it's sitting at low 80s right now, 82 to be exact. Low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 85. Sunny Thursday, low of 61. That's awesome.
Okay, you played a little bit of Nirvana there. When I was living in the Pacific Northwest, we used to, the people that were big followers of Nirvana and the grunge band scene at that time, they called them bridge people in Portland. And
I'm sure they appreciated that.
Well, you know, I remember that. I was living in the Pacific Northwest when Kurt Cobain passed away.
Yeah.
And
part of the 27
curse. I'll admit to you, at that time, had no clue.
or 27 Club.
I had no clue what that was all about. I learned.
Yeah.
I learned very quickly. Oh, listen, we were talking about the airport a minute ago, and I forgot to kind of add this in here. Mayor Reeves is confirming Pensacola International helping with Hurricane Milton's preparation. The airport is working with commercial and private the airlines and private aircraft, making room for extra airlines that need to bring equipment and other supplies out of the storm's path. Now, P&S will not experience any weather problems from Milton. We're seeing, and I went down the board with you a second ago. Yes, we're seeing the cancellations coming from the Orlando, Tampa airports, but the Miami airport's still open, so we're not seeing any delays on that side. So South Florida is really going to affect your ability to get there if you're flying.
Right.
So that's what we're saying here. So the board is reflecting that. Just be extra careful if you have to make that transition. I know Tampa Bay, Fox 13, covering the story. They got the people all over the place. We're looking here. You know what was probably hard on a lot of these news organizations? I'm talking about the network news boys. Having to have two crews on two coastlines.
Yes.
Because, you know, the storm is coming above on Sarasota, Fort Myers on the West Coast. But don't look at there. We're seeing Daytona Beach getting, Jacksonville Beach getting. They're getting whacked this afternoon as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's the thing. We got we're looking at some of this footage that you're talking about. And God bless them. I mean, there's so much rain. It's hard to, it's fogging up the camera.
It really is. And it's coming. Well, what do you expect? We're talking about a hurricane here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, let's just go ahead and drop on in. It's Fox 13 in Tampa, and we thank them for the audio for this. And the theme really, and I mentioned this 15, 20 minutes ago, the theme down there is the storm surge, a major concern this evening.
Let's go ahead and talk about the storm surge potential. With that trend kind of pushing further south, it's areas around Manatee, Sarasota counties that we are very concerned about. You can kind of see the legend up here. We've got this orange color. We're talking 9 feet of inundation and around 6 feet with this yellow color. So some threatened areas, Home Beach down to Bradenton Beach, Cortez, right on through Bayshore Gardens. All of these areas close to the coast have a very high chance of these extreme storm surge values. Lido Key, you can see they're kind of in this threshold here, 6 to 9 feet, right on down to areas around kind of Longboat, Lido Key, Armand Circle, and then right on into Siesta Key. You can see a lot of Siesta Key kind of up to this orange color, up to 9 feet. And then furthermore, as we get down south into areas around Osprey and say around Venice, Inglewood, we will have some concerns about these areas. So if it's not Tampa Bay, it is going to be our neighbors just to the south. And so this storm is going to be bringing some impacts as far as the surge, also the wind. Jim already mentioned the power outages that we've seen coming through. And so overall, here's kind of a look at where we're anticipating the worst of the winds, but all of us here around the state are going to be seeing some sort of impact from Hurricane Milton.
Okay, 362,000 without power at this point. Went from 1:20, 5 to 6 o'clock starting this hour. It went to 362,000 without power in Central Florida, and the storm still a couple of hours off the coastline, but they're feeling this thing all the way south of Tampa through the Fort Myers area.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, and it is. It's just, as I said, we're looking at all this footage here, and it is. It's been a disaster, and we're still waiting on the official landfall, so it will be quite an eventful night in Central and South Florida. Also, wanted to touch on this because we typically tackle sports headlines around this time. First black female chief executive officer in NBA history, retiring at the end of the year. Dallas Mavericks CEO Cynthia Marshall announced Tuesday that she is planning to retire on December 31st. She made history as the first black female CEO when she was hired by former Mavs owner Mark Cuban back in March of 2018. So congrats to her.
Let's talk SEC real quick. We can do that. We got a few minutes to do this. Some of the games coming up this Saturday. And go ahead and give me your intake on this stuff.
Okay.
Because you're pretty good at this. South Carolina at Alabama.
I don't think Alabama's going to fall any further right now. I've got them winning that game big.
Especially in Tuscaloosa.
Yes.
Missouri, Mass, Amherst. Who did the scheduling for this game?
I guess Mizzou. But yeah,
probably.
UMass is, my goodness, they are just, they have been consistently terrible. And I would love to see the Minutemen win, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't want to be anywhere near Commerce and Elm Street in downtown Dallas this weekend, I'm going to tell you. Texas OU night, Oklahoma, Texas.
Man, to be a fly on the wall at that game, or to be a fly in the stands, I guess. Oklahoma and Texas, I like the idea of Oklahoma's defense in that game showing up. Oklahoma has had the heavy hand recently in that rivalry. They won last year. Texas made the playoffs. So Oklahoma can definitely win, but I'm taking Texas this time.
I wonder if the Texas State Fair is in town this week. It usually is. It's usually a tradition around this time.
If it is, it's going to be maybe on Saturday it'll be lackluster, but any other day it's going to be booming.
Oh, it'll be great. Mississippi State and Georgia.
Had a good one, Mississippi State. Take care. You're getting ran off the field in that one.
This is a game that's going to be interesting. Florida, Tennessee.
I see. I'm not as convinced on it being interesting. I think I think the score prediction I had earlier this week was like Tennessee 38-20.
Do you think the past few wins with Florida have been hyped?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, beating Mississippi State in a UCF that had just gotten killed by Colorado. Yes. Florida is not some darn good team now, just like Vandy's not. Right. It's like you're riding high. It'll stall out, I promise you.
So there I was today at the vet. I took my dog to get her checked up. So I looked at the vet assistant in the room, and she has these beautiful LSU socks on.
Really?
I said, man, I love your socks. So we got into the LSU conversation. What brain thing? LSU's playing Ole Miss. Be kind. Be kind.
I think it's going to be one heck of a game in all seriousness. I do have Ole Miss winning close. If this were in Oxford, I'd definitely take them to win. I'm not confident on them winning this game, though.
I'm not either.
I just think they will. I got them like by 6. 30-24, something like that.
Okay, LSU by 10. All right, Vandy, Kentucky.
I have Kentucky winning that game. I think that's probably controversial for some people, but with Vandy beating Bama, we forgot that Kentucky was good enough to beat Ole Miss in Oxford and struggle with and almost beat Georgia. So going to Kentucky, Vandy's riding high. They're hungover. Give me the Wildcats. Oh, is that all of them? All right. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much to report on. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, still got some very minor congestion there, but that's not too bad. As for the weather, that ain't too bad either, if I do say so myself. I say that as if I can take credit for it. 82 degrees with a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, clear Thursday, high of 85, low of 61.
Okay, you can go ahead and take credit for that. Nice job. I appreciate the weather.
You're welcome, Santa Rosa and
Escambia. But before you slide out of here, what were the nights that you mentioned it was going to be in the 50s around here?
Friday night's low is currently listed as, let's see here, where is it? Oh, 57.
You're going to need glasses. I'm convinced of
well,
this.
They switched it up on me. They moved it ahead. Friday night's low is 57 degrees.
So what you're telling me is it is going to be ideal weather conditions for South Alabama's 51st annual National Shrimp Fest starting tomorrow through Sunday over in Gulf Shores. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
You're absolutely right. You can join 100,000 of your closest friends. All get together there, experience over 300 food and art vendors along with live music. It is a blast. I love this event.
All right. And also wanted to touch on this as well. It's already 6:47, so I'll give you the stock numbers. They're higher as the day ends on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow surged 431 points to 42,512. The S&P 500 rose 40 points to 5,792. And the NASDAQ jumped 108 points to 18,291.
I somehow feel that this story is not about Starbucks pumpkin spice drink, but we'll go with it anyway. A popular fall drink is causing health officials to sound some alarms to stay safe as the leaves change colors. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. For many people, fall means it's time to enjoy one of those delicious seasonal drinks, apple cider. But U.S. health officials are reminding people that unpasteurized apple cider may contain harmful bacteria that can make you sick, especially in vulnerable populations. Most juices sold in the U.S. are required to be pasteurized, meaning the juice has been heated to kill harmful yeast, bacteria, and molds. Although the U.S. Food and Drug Administration requires packaged unpasteurized juices to have a label warning of possible bacteria, juices sold by the glass at farmers' markets, apple orchards, and roadside stands are not required to have that same warning. Officials say you can pasteurize the juice at home by heating it to 150 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 1 minute, or you can ask the vendor if you have any doubts about the pasteurization of the juice. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, check out these numbers here, Austin. You and I spoke about this about less than 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And the storm surge has already increased by 1 foot in the past 10 minutes. This is Fort Myers.
Wow.
They're at 4 feet above normal at this point. And the storm is pushing on a couple hours before landfall. This is going to be a night to remember.
Yes, absolutely. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch like we always do every evening right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, a person's risk for a heart attack or stroke can increase for 3 years after a COVID-19 infection. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs, and they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about this horrible Category 5, now 4, Hurricane Milton, the displacement of maybe 6 million people. We also talked with candidate Ron Helms, District 4 County Commissioner candidate for the Democrat Party, running against Ashley Hoffberger in a month. We also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about the camping ordinance, the contamination in the water at Bruce Beach, and the upcoming Auburn versus FSU baseball game at Wahoo Stadium this Saturday. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. All we had were some issues on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but those have just about cleared out entirely, so there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 82 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 65 tonight, and Thursday is going to be just as good, if not better. High of 85, low of 61, sunny, clear skies.
I just want to thank everybody for having us on this afternoon. Thanks for listening. You know what, Austin? This is kind of the definition of the word hiatus, and what I'm talking about here, Toyota has shocked the automotive world, confirming it no longer plans to produce electric vehicles in the U.S. until 2026. That's what I mean. It's going on hiatus. The hiatus is due to the falling demand for electric cars and vehicles. Toyota also canceled plans to produce SUVs by 2030 under its Lexus line. I had an RX 350. Great car. Toyota hoped to produce approximately 1.5 million electric vehicles, but this shift in production could threaten even those numbers.
Wow.
That had to shock the, I'm sure it shocked the Biden administration. One thing on that one.
No, it may have, yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, you know, and technology, all this kind of merges together at the long end of the run when everybody falls down the rabbit hole. A1, here you go, will soon make it to the iPhone. Fox's Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
If you've bought an Apple iPhone 16, get ready for what you've been waiting. Apple is set to release iOS version 18.1 on October 28th, and that will bring Apple Intelligence to the iPhone 16 and also 15 Pro smartphones. All is reported by Bloomberg. This is Apple's long-awaited venture into AI, but it won't be complete on its first introduction. There are features the company has demonstrated but aren't included in beta releases. Things like having Siri complete tasks for you across different apps. But this first round should bring an improvement to Siri, allowing it to understand your speech better without you needing to frustratingly repeat yourself. There is also beta testing underway for Apple Intelligence on some newer iPads and Macs with Apple Silicon chips, and with a rumor it will be included on the next iteration of the lower-cost iPhone SE. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, Eben, homeowners, home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers today, here they are. Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year rate holding at 6.62%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed rate, about 6.15%.
All right, and hinted at this before the break, a person's risk for a heart attack or stroke can increase for 3 years after a COVID-19 infection. That's according to scientists at the UK Biobank, who studied medical records from 250,000 people who contracted COVID before there were vaccines to reduce the severity of disease, were twice as likely to have a major cardiac event as those who managed to avoid COVID in the early days.
Okay, I have no idea what this next story really is going. This might take me down that rabbit hole.
All right. Okay. I'm glad I somewhat set you up for something.
Well, the guest stars on an upcoming album have been confirmed. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more in Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Charlie XCX confirms the guest stars expected on her Brat remix album called Brat, and it's completely different, but also still Brat.
I'm everywhere, I'm so Julia.
The remixes have been teased on billboards around the world in the lime green color and Brat font, with names of the artists written backwards. Ariana Grande is featured on the song called Sympathy is a Knife, and Lorde will be featured on the Girl So Confusing remix. Other artists included on the 16 tracks, Troye Sivan, Billie Eilish, The 1975, Dua Lipa, Tinashe, and more. So who's the world's richest female musician?
It's me.
Taylor Swift officially passes Rihanna with an estimated $1.6 billion net worth. According to Forbes, the 34-year-old became a billionaire in October 2023, thanks to earnings from her sold-out Global Eras Tour. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
You know, I lied today. I told a coworker today, you're not going to hear anything about Taylor Swift on the show.
Well,
I can't believe it. It's getting to be 60 seconds left in the darn program,
and we just
Taylor Swift pops up.
To be fair.
Oh, no.
Well, remember, we did have a story earlier that I had noticed about her, I think, donating, I think it was $5 million to hurricane relief with Helene and Milton. So that's a good story. We got to admit that. That's pretty cool.
I still told my coworker that I was not going to talk about Taylor
Okay,
Swift.
So we lied, but it was unintentionally, and it was for a good reason.
Why not?
We meant well.
Hey, if you're an evacuee, welcome to Pensacola. We're sorry you're here under these terms, but the American Red Cross has opened a shelter at the Bay Center for you this evening. If you need to go down there, it's pet-friendly. Be sure and take advantage of that. Scambia Animal Welfare is providing assistance with managing pet sheltering operations. Have a great evening, everybody. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.